Hello from the Danish Immigrant Museum. This is Tova Brandt, Curator of Exhibitions for the Museum in Elkhorn. I'm happy to share some updates today of some programs and exhibits that are happening now and coming soon at the museum. Through the summer months, Bestemor's House is open every afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m. Bestemor's House is a Victorian-style home from 1908, and it is an opportunity to step back in time to daily life one century ago. We also have special activities going on at Bestemor's House every Saturday. You might watch a needlework demonstration or learn some traditional paper cutting, or maybe you already enjoyed a taste of homemade hand-cranked ice cream. Each Saturday is something different, and you can get more details on the museum's website at danishmuseum.org or on our Facebook page. Bestemor's House will remain open daily through Labor Day. We're also continuing our brown bag lunch programs through the summer. Every month, you're invited to join us at noon for a different presentation about Danish culture, Danish-American experience, or topics related to our community. Our next program will feature Rick Burns speaking about Iraq and Afghanistan based on his own observations and experiences during his recent tour of duty. Please join us on Thursday, August 11th at noon for this program. All brown bag lunch programs are free to the public. You're welcome to bring your lunch along or not, and we'll put out the coffee pot for you. Today, I'd also like to give you a preview of our next exhibition in the Danish American Artist Series. Beginning on August 6th, we will feature Silverwork by Yngve Olsen, a Danish immigrant who spent his career in Chicago at the Kalo Shop. He arrived in the U.S. in 1918, enlisted in the Army for the end of World War I, and by 1920 was working at the Kalo Shop, where he would work for another 50 years until his death in 1970. The Kalo Shop has an interesting story of its own. It was founded by a woman named Clara Bark Wells. She had studied decorative design at the School of the Art Institute of Chicago. When she finished her degree around 1900, she found that it was difficult for a woman to be hired by a manufacturing shop, so she started her own. She hired other women as designers and hired several immigrant craftsmen to execute the designs in silver, copper, and other metals. The Kalo Shop specialized in jewelry and tablewares, all created under the motto, Beautiful, Useful, and Enduring. The design and manufacture of Kalo Shop pieces were influenced by the arts and crafts movement, which would value handwork and functional design. Pieces were all made by hand, and often the hammer marks were left on the surface to prove that fact, instead of being finished to a perfectly smooth surface. Yngve Olsen joined the Kalo Shop around 1920 and became one of its master craftsmen. He was involved in the complete process of the shop, from design to construction to decoration. In fact, decoration was one of his specialties, especially chasing and engraving flowers, leaves, and other natural forms on the surfaces of finished pieces. This exhibition of Silverwork by Yngve Olsen features jewelry pieces, coffee sets, tableware, vases, and other pieces for the home. All of these are on loan from the Olsen family. And the family has also provided some paintings that Yngve Olsen did while at their cabin in Door County, Wisconsin. The exhibit will feature many photographs of additional pieces taken by a nephew who has a professional photography studio. You will also see Yngve Olsen's tools, design drawings, and unfinished pieces that illustrate the process of shaping and decorating silver. Again, this exhibition will open on Saturday, August 6th. And remain open through the end of this calendar year. We hope you will make it a point to visit the museum and enjoy this beautiful collection of silver work. Detailed information about the museum's hours, exhibitions, and special programs can be found on our website, danishmuseum.org, or call us at 712-764-7001. We hope to see you in Elkhorn.